Burton Albion versus Aston Villa, Carabao Cup match reaction. Up the Villa. Hello and welcome to Up the Villa podcast. So before we get into the episode, I'd just like to let you all know that we've got a free giveaway. So for your chance to win a home or away shirt of this season, plus printing, plus Premier League patches, all you've got to do is subscribe to the channel and in the comments down below, hashtag Up the Villa. So let's see what Ryan thought of the Burton Albion game and let's talk about all things Aston Villa. Ryan, how are you?
Not bad, mate, not bad. Absolutely buzzing about the news this morning.
I know, we've had such a good day, to be fair. So we might as well get straight in there. How are you feeling about Grealish's new five-year deal?
What, just his quick little message?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not fucking leaving. Oh, mate, it was brilliant news, mate. It sent Villa Twitter into a frenzy, didn't it? It was brilliant, mate. It's a massive statement of intent, isn't it? You know, he's obviously been sold a vision and he's brought into it. And for us as a club now, we've sort of got to grow with him.
Definitely.
As he gets more ambitious season after season, we've got to match it and go pound for pound with him. So, yeah, just absolutely brilliant, mate.
I think it's really good, and I think the interview is great after the little, like, it was like it wasn't an announcement. It was like it was all expected to be like, yeah, that's fine. But so, you know, what he was saying, I mean, he had that brief chat on the Saturday and then phoned them up on the night saying, let's get it going. So like you say, whatever's been said, he's literally been sold a dream. So I'd love to know what was said. But like, you know, it's just brilliant that, you know, we all know he's a joy to watch. He's our talisman, he's our best player, and it's just going to be great that hopefully when we are back in stadiums that we get to watch him again and we get to watch him grow. So, you know, let's get straight on in there today. Carabao Cup action. What were your thoughts on the game?
It was a decent team performance. It was nice and steady. It sort of had a bit of a pre-season feel about it. I was quite calm all the way through it. Maybe a bit tense last 5 minutes, thinking, okay, this is going to go to penalties, but yeah. Upsets Jack with his wonder strike. I thought Watkins showed what he's all about, really.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, he's going to get sharper, and he is just a 6-yard assassin, isn't he? He's like, he just falls in space in that box so easy. And I think his partnership with Jack is going to grow. It's going to grow really well. I think Jack has found a striker he can trust. You know, sometimes when Jack was through and he'd look to play maybe Wesley in or Samatta in, he'd maybe go on his own. But I think with Watkins, I think they're going to build a good relationship and trust each other.
I think that was pleasing to see. I think we all had our eyes on Watkins today. And, you know, it was probably some of our first time watching him, to be fair. But I thought his runs were great. He always looked in the right area at the right time as well. He always timed his run very well as well, which was key to watch. You know, we've seen a lack of striker movement for quite some time now. So it's nice in the early stages, they're sorting to find him and they're finding where he is and where he wants that ball to go. So that was really pleasing. How do you feel about Jacob Ramsey starting?
I thought he was brilliant. I thought for a young kid starting his first game, his composure on the ball, nothing fazed him, did it?
No.
He had a slight bit of Jack about him where the ball just sticks to his feet and he didn't seem flustered. And yeah, really, really pleasing performance for Ramsey.
He had a real good game, to be fair, especially first half when he was like arriving in the box. You know, he was sort of like the furthest forward midfielder at times as well. So he sort of had that little bit of a free roll. So I was really impressed with him as well.
Yeah, he sort of took what McGinn was doing at the start of last season, then Blake burst, and it could be like maybe them two throughout the season. If McGinn's out, then Ramsey could be his backup. So
definitely,
might be a bit too soon for him Premier League football, but certainly a pleasing show tonight.
It's nice to see, isn't it? It's nice to see that we've got a youth team academy player that is sort of you know, is there basically. I think we've missed that for some time now. I think you know, the last player that's broke through has been Grealish, and I think that's been too long. It's been
we've lived off that for too long, haven't we?
Yeah, it's been far too long. And you know, I was saying in the video that I did earlier that I watched Grealish at the under-23s of the Next Gen series. And in that team, we had so many players that went on to, you know, not Premier League quality, but they've gone on to have decent careers, like Daniel Johnson, you know, Callum Robinson. They were all in that team. And it just, I just feel at the minute that we're lacking that coming through. So hopefully we've recruited well this summer.
Yeah, because the season before that, it was like your Albrightons, your Gary Gardners, your Vimans. Yeah, since Jack, it has all of a sudden just stopped, hasn't it?
Definitely. So I think, you know, I feel like we always will on an academy player. We want to see them grow and we want to go on that journey with them. So I think that was pleasing.
Yeah, and there's no better example than Jack. You know, he is a boyhood fan and we're getting to carry on that journey with him. Yeah. You know, he's living our dreams. You know, he's a Villa fan. We all kicked the ball around the garden, didn't we? In our Villa shirts, pretending to score winning goals against Blues, being the hero, being the captain. And Jack is living it for us, getting our England debut. You know, he's literally living the boyhood dream I had in my back garden. And next thing you know, I just want him to lift that FA Cup.
Yeah, he's brilliant. I mean, even talk about his performance today. I mean, was there a blade of grass he didn't cover?
No, how professional is he? He come out and I think last season he was slow off the mark the first 5, 6, 7 games. And I think today he proved he's going to be bang at it from the very start of the season, which is pleasing.
Definitely. So second half, you know, we huffed and puffed and we did knock it around quite good, to be fair. You know, we played some nice stuff and they were defending resolutely. And then up steps, couldn't be anyone else, could it? Edge of the box, banger. What a goal. Yeah.
Beautiful, mate. It took me back to the 4th of March a couple of years ago against Derby.
Oh, no. It was so good.
Yeah.
When you saw that ball just landing, you just thought, goal.
Yeah, it's goal. It just the top off his day, wasn't it? Just an hour day. It was great. You just knew it was going to fly in, didn't you?
It was just a good goal, a great goal, to be fair. And then it was nice at the end that Keenan stepped up, you know, and took his... He's been long overdue a goal.
I know. Oh, yeah. I thought he was never going to score, but he took that quite well, didn't he? Took it confidently.
Yeah, he did. And I think there's talk now of him getting a bit of a new deal as well. So I don't know whether he's going to go out on loan, but I always feel like he's ahead of Samatta.
Am I?
So I'm not sure how we're going to play that, really, because I just feel like unless a new striker comes in, I don't see Keenan going anywhere, really, at the minute.
No, I think he might be better served here, especially after seeing Watkins and how he operates in the box. Keenan Davis would be better learning from him, you know, and trying to adapt his game to be in a better position. There was one where the ball went in for Davis and the defender got in front of him. But every time the ball was in for Watkins, he made some type of contact first. So I think he's just got to get that ruthless edge of wanting to score the goal, because his all-round play and he's holding up the ball and it rustling defenders up. He's fantastic. So he's just got to find that ruthlessness to be a striker and want to score the goals.
Yeah, definitely. So how do you feel about watching us now? It feels like it hasn't been a long time, but it feels like it's been ages.
It does, because pre-season hasn't been long at all, really, if you think back to the West Ham. But with everything that's gone on and the England call-up for Jack, well, he didn't get a call-up, then he got a call-up, then he didn't play, then he got 40 minutes. It's sort of like the period's really stretched out. But it's good to be back. It's good to see the Villas. You know, they were looking good in the new kit. And yeah, it's just good to be watching them again competitively.
It's just good to be like chatting about football and us being back again, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, I mean... I don't know. I'll just put a tweet out, see you on the green, but I don't know.
Maybe it is that FA Cup final that I'm craving. I'd love to see us win the FA Cup. Maybe a good run in that.
It's just been such a long time, you know, lifting a trophy like that. I'd just love to see us do it. So how are you feeling now then, moving on to Sheffield United?
Well, I think this news today, it would have just lifted the whole of Ballymore Heath. You can imagine everything evolves around Jack there. You know, he's the main man. He is our superstar. You know, when we win, he gets the prize. And I think he's generally a likeable lad, isn't it? I think all the players love him. I don't think there's any arrogance about him. I think he's a good team player, a good leader. And I think the whole place is going to be buzzing. And looking forward to seeing how we perform when we're at full strength. I thought the defence was a little bit sloppy today, but I'm thinking 80% of that defence is backup. So it'd be good to have a back five. And I can't wait for Monday.
I think a word from me on Monday is that I want us to start well. I want us to come out with a tempo, an intensity, and just play with confidence and just get the win. Get the win, and then we start rolling them out then. You know, it's just so important that we get off to a good start, isn't it? Because we want to be fresh from that relegation zone. We don't want to be in any dogfight this season. So if we can hit the ground running straight away, I'll be over the moon and just...
That's it, isn't it? Keep the confidence. Table. Keep the confidence, isn't it? Because at times it was quite fragile, wasn't it, the confidence last season. So just keep on that buzz.
Cool. So anyway, mate, thanks for coming on. Just want to say to everybody, we've got the giveaway. So home and away shirt, all you've got to do is subscribe to the channel and comment up the Villa podcast. But thanks for coming on, Ryan. Speak to you all soon.
Nice one. Cheers, mate.